can't hear you.
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish,
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Then drop on the deck and flop like a fish!
No, you haven't. Your station hasn't changed. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. But we are excited to have in the studio for Pep Talk this morning my friend Brittany Hughes. She is the Marketing and Outreach Coordinator for the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department. Guess who's coming to movie night?
Oh, I cannot wait. Thank you so much for that introduction,
SpongeBob,
Meg. And if you are still with us after that introduction,
we scared you away.
We really appreciate it.
I haven't heard that in years, but it was just too cute to pass up. So, you know, it's a good thing. But so much is happening. You do such a great job with the City of Pensacola and all the things you're all doing this summer. We had Beach Davis on the show just a couple weeks ago and talked about all the different activities. So you're here to talk about what's coming and lots of stuff. So I'm going to shut up and let you tell everybody what's going on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Meg. So, yes, last month, Beach Davis came on talking about the event process through the city. And he just basically said that about 95% of our events with the city are from third parties and nonprofits that want to put on participate and want to put on events throughout the city. But
right. The
5% of the events, this is what we're talking about today, which is movies in the park, specifically Hancock Whitney Movies in the Park.
For nice. So they're the sponsor of this?
Yes. Hancock
Thank
Whitney
you.
Bank has jumped on as the title sponsor for this event series. And I am so excited for what we're going to be doing with them.
Okay. Well, so movies in the park. Now, how many parks do you have? He was telling me.
We have 93 parks.
Wow.
94, depending on who you ask. But yes.
Incredible. And I've been paying more attention. I just have to confess because I drive by and I'll go, oh, there's another one. There's another little park.
Everyone in
everywhere.
The city, everyone that lives within city limits lives within half a mile radius of a park.
Really?
Or green space, yes.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. We've got 56 playgrounds in there too.
Wow. I seriously did not know. That's incredible.
It really is.
Wow.
Our maintenance department does such a wonderful job. But this specific event is happening at Community Maritime Park, which is
okay, where that's the big park.
The Blue Wahoo Stadium
right?
is. And it's actually at Hunter Amphitheater behind Wahoo Stadium.
It's right there sort of to the right.
Yes,
sort of right behind it. Yeah, you can't miss it.
No,
they do
you
a lot
really
of symphony concerts there, things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so at this Movies in the Park, we have 4 dates for this movie series.
Okay, get your calendars out.
Get your calendars out. So May 30th, June 13th, July 18th, and August 1st. And then we do have August 15th set aside as a rain date if any of these events do get rained out.
Okay. So that's on the weekend after Memorial Weekend. So that's May 30th.
Mm-hmm.
So who's up? Is that the SpongeBob movie?
So, yes. We will be in Bikini Bottom for that event.
Uh-oh.
And we'll be entering Bikini Bottom, going into that realm at 8:15 when the sun goes down. But
okay.
The Movies in the Park event itself starts at 6 o'clock. And from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, it's basically like a big party
really?
For families. Absolutely. So this is the event where families can come together from all walks of life. Come in. We've got free parking with thanks to the Blue Wahoo Stadium.
Nice.
We've got free admission, free water slides, free face painting, and a free craft station provided by the West Florida Public Libraries.
All of it's free?
All
really?
Of it's
There's
free.
No admission fee?
No admission fee. There will
wow,
be a few food
great.
Trucks on site, but we're
so
going to have
kids too, everybody.
Absolutely.
Grandma, grandpa, everybody.
Yes.
Wow.
And this is going to be a big, big event. It's going to be bigger than last year.
Uh-huh.
Last year we had 2 events, but backed by popular demand, we have moved it from 2 events to 4 events.
Okay. So that's on May 30th is the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Starts at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
And he's going to have a big party before the movie.
Before the movie.
And then 8:15-ish is when the movie will start.
Yes.
It starts getting dark.
We can't show the movie in light time.
Well,
so
no, that
we
probably wouldn't work.
No, it doesn't quite work
and
like
by
that.
The way, y'all, this is a Saturday night.
Yes.
So it's not. Sometimes you have these things on other nights, right?
These are
but
all
this is
on
Saturday
nights.
Perfect. So
yes.
You got family that comes in. They go out to the beach. They get all sunburned. And they're looking for something to do.
Yes, come to Hancock Whitney Movies in the Park. So let's go over those dates, and I'm going to mention those movies that we're going to show at each event.
Excellent.
So May 30th, we're going to take an adventure to Bikini Bottom. Remember that intro music that we had?
SpongeBob.
June 13th, we're going to have a little adventure with our friend named Stitch.
Oh,
it's
going to
be the live action film with that.
Uh-huh.
July 18th, we're going to have a party with the zoo animals.
Oh.
The second movie in the series.
Uh-huh.
Where a nice blue snake comes and we are helping a bunny and fox rescue that snake and clear that family's name.
Okay.
And then last but not least, on August 1st, we're going to have the Mario Brothers Plumbing Company coming in. That's actually a new movie coming out. It's in the theaters right now. And
coming
it'll
out
be
this
out
year. Oh, that's
around,
so cool.
Around early July, so we'll be able to show that in on August 1st.
Well, clearly, so just from so the titles, excited. These are G-rated, sounds like, for general and for
G
kids.
G to PG, yes.
G to PG, okay.
Now, we did choose these movies in a very special way.
Okay.
We actually integrated this movie choice into our after-school program. So our kids at all four of our centers, which are Fricker, Gull Point, Woodland Heights, and Cobb Resource Centers, those kids actually pulled for their favorite movie. They made a movie poster lobby for their favorite movie to have it chosen, and then they all voted on their favorite
movie. So the kids picked the movies, not the adults.
Absolutely, the kids picked these movies.
I love this, Brittany.
And so those movie posters, and they also put together little activities for the kids themed to these movies.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be showing those at Movies in the Park at the Parks and Recreation tent. So they're going to be able to see their activities and their posters out for everyone to see.
Oh, that is so cool.
It's going to be so cool.
So much thought has been put into this. I love this so much.
So this year, like I said, it's going to be bigger and better than it's ever been before. So
which
I cannot
awesome.
Wait to, you know, start this adventure.
So if someone's in their car and they're sitting there going, this is great, but they can't write it down right now, where can they go to get the information? And I know y'all put out a book too, right?
Yeah, so we do have our playbook. The link is on our website. And also on our website, the main page, there's a link to Movies in the Park.
Okay, so is that City of Pensacola?
You can get it through CindyPensacola.com, but you can get it directly to PlayPensacola.com.
That's right, PlayPensacola.com. That just takes you directly there. So you can get the times of all the things y'all are doing this summer.
Yeah. So PlayPensacola.com, you can get a direct link on our homepage to more information about the Hancock Whitney Movies in the Park event series. And then there's more events on our website as well. You can look at, like, for example, the America 250 events coming up. We do have a page for those.
Yes, yes, yes. July 4th is going to be big this year
in
Pensacola.
It's going to be huge, yes. But yes, so the more information about Movies in the Park, specifically Hancock Whitney Bank Movies in the Park, is on our website at playpensacola.com.
If you just join us, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Brittany Hughes is here with the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation, telling us about the exciting Movies in the Park this summer. But I suspect you might have some other activities going on.
Yes, we always have plenty of activities over the summer. So now I wanted to talk about Hancock Whitney's involvement in Movies in the Park.
Oh, good. Okay, yes.
So Hancock Whitney Bank did jump on as the title sponsor for Movies in the Park this year, but it goes so much beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
So Hancock Whitney Bank is our 2026 financial literacy partner for Parks and Recreation. That means they're actually coming into our summer camp this year and into our after school program this fall.
Wow.
They're actually teaching our participants in our after school and summer camp programs about financial literacy. What is a debit card? What is a savings account? How do you use it? How does that affect your credit? What is credit?
Right.
They're answering all these things to our kids who are 5 to 12 years old.
They're not teaching that in school.
No, they're definitely not.
I know
so that's why this is so important for us to make those public to private connections, to bring those resources to our summer camp and after school programs to teach our kids things that they would normally not learn in school. And they might not normally learn in life,
because a lot of us don't even know. I'm just thinking, do you have an adult version?
there are actually several companies out there.
I'm sure.
But for this specific event, we are actually transforming the first 2 hours, which is the pre-show, into a financial literacy game. Now, think about going to an arcade.
Okay.
So each of our sponsor tents and possibly some vendor tents, including Pensacola Parks and Recreation, will have activities set up at their specific booths. Now, when you are participating in this game and you participate in this activity, you actually get prizes throughout these games and activities. And you can collect cinema cash. And you can take that cinema cash to the bank main sponsor tent and actually spend or save that cash for the next event. So between the four events, you might be able to save up around, you know, $400 to $500 worth of cinema cash to get that big ticket item. Or if you're playing with kids, you might just want to save, you know, a few dollars here and there, spend a few dollars here and there, and then spend a half of your money for to buy small ticket items and then save it for the next event. So you can just continue, you know.
What a great idea. That's making banking fun.
Yes, absolutely
is. Because it can be intimidating.
And now, I don't want to, we don't want to exclude anyone from this opportunity. So kids can even play, too. So we're allowing kids, adults, and grandparents to play.
Everyone can play.
Can play this game.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so everyone will get their own individual player ID, which we will then link to the cash. And then we'll be able to confirm that that player indeed did earn that specific, those specific cinema cash dollars. That's how we can kind of afford to continue with this program without pulling any, you know, prizes. But
so that'll be happening in those 2 hours before the movie starts.
At each event, yes.
At each event. So the event dates are May 30th, June 13th, July 18th, August 1st on Saturday nights at the Hunter Amphitheater, which is right there at Community Maritime Park. Free parking, free admission, and then the movie will be at 8:15-ish.
Yes.
And so they can do the cash game.
Yes.
Oh, that is so cool. From 6 to 8. So
from
you could probably do a lot.
You could probably could. The max someone one person can get will be limited based on the prize availability.
We're not talking about tens of thousands of dollars here, but you know.
However, it's going to be so much fun. It really is. And now I do want to mention those free face painting, free craft station with West Florida Public Libraries, and the free water slides we're going to have.
Nice.
And we're actually bringing in a sponsor to help us out with those water slides as well.
Is it too late for someone to sponsor one of these activities?
It is not too late. Please do contact me. My email is B Hughes. That's B as in Brittany. My last name, H-U-G-H-E-S. At cityofpensacola.com. Please reach out to me if you are interested at all in on sponsoring this event, because your sponsorship dollars goes to offset the overall cost of an event, and it helps us make this event bigger and better with each passing.
It's such a great idea for summertime.
Yes,
it really
is.
And great location.
I was just at the Earth Day Pensacola this past Saturday.
Yeah, wasn't that something?
It was such a good time. It was at Bayview Park over there. But every single family that I told this about, they loved the idea.
I
told them free parking, which is a big deal here.
Yes, it is.
Free admission, free water slides, free face painting. I can't say free enough for this event. And all of the families were just super stoked to hear about this event happening and it being free.
Now, I probably would ask you, should they bring some lawn chairs with them and some blankets maybe?
Please do bring your lawn chairs
and
blankets.
Can they bring a cooler with some drinks in it for the movie?
Absolutely. Bring a cooler, load it up with your favorite snacks. You can even bring dinner if you didn't want to buy from a food truck.
Hey, bring a little candlelight and, you know, you never know, a little wine. Enjoy SpongeBob.
Sounds like the perfect date night.
Yeah, but the kids are going to love it, but the adults can have fun too.
Absolutely. Now, the best setup I've ever seen at movies in the park is people bringing inflatable loungers, like pool loungers, to the park. And
perfect.
So that avoids you getting any ants coming up onto your blanket, or it can help with that. And it's also just way more comfortable. So the perfect setup, in my opinion, is to bring two loungers up.
Yeah.
And have, you can share loungers or the lay down loungers. And those are perfect just to sit down on the park on the grass and then watch your favorite movie.
Yeah, for sure.
Rather your kid's favorite movie.
So we're talking to Brittany Hughes. She's the marketing and outreach coordinator for the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation. If you've got a question about the events coming up, please text it in this morning, 850-437-1620. Talking with Brittany Hughes with the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department all about movies in the park. I'm so excited about this. It sounds like so much fun.
We are so excited too, Meg.
So you want to recap what this is all about again, just in case someone's just joining us?
Yes. So be prepared for Hancock Whitney Banks Movies in the Park series coming up this summer. We've got May 30th, June 13th, July 18th, and August 1st, with a rain date saved for August 15th. So if any of these dates get sold out, we are coming back on August 15th to make up for that event. But we're talking free admission, free parking, free water slides, free face painting, and a free craft station provided by the West Florida Public Libraries. So we will have concessions on site. We're going to have free popcorn from Parks and Recreation. Yes, so this year we're bringing free popcorn. Mm-hmm. But we will have some food trucks on site as well.
Great.
And we're focusing on quick hot meals for those food trucks. So we literally cannot wait for this. It's going to be such a great event.
And what are the times again? These are all on Saturday.
They're all on Saturday. So the times are from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. That's going to be the pre-show Hancock-Whitney Bank game. It's got a financial literacy game aspect to it where you can earn cinema cash and then spend it or save it for the next event. And then at 8:15 approximately when the sun goes down, we're going to be playing the movie of the night, which is all family-friendly, either G-rated or PG-rated movies.
Okay, and this is going to be at the Hunter Amphitheater, which is right next to the Community Maritime Park, which has plenty of parking.
So much parking. Yes.
So that's what's also nice. But like we said earlier, you do want to probably bring something to drink. Or you can get the food trucks. They'll have plenty to drink, I'm sure.
Yeah, so we're going to have food trucks there and some concessions on site. But please do bring your chairs, blankets, and inflatable loungers if you want to bring your pool toys in.
Okay.
It makes the best
summertime
setup.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Why not? It makes the perfect setup. It's going to be comfortable on that.
You know what this reminds me of is the drive-in movies.
Yes.
That used to do when I was a kid. You
I
could drive
love
the car.
Bring those back.
Yeah, right? But this is even better because you can be lounging around in your little lounge chair and walk around. I think this is even better.
Absolutely. And if you want to come and just relax with the family, you can relax while your family plays the financial literacy game by Hancock-Whitney Bank. everyone that is in attendance is welcome to play that financial literacy game sponsored by Hancock-Whitney Bank.
Okay. And then recap the different movies. You have four movies we're looking at.
Yeah, so four movies. You're going to have to be a little bit creative and imaginative as I explain these. But May 30th, we're going to be visiting Bikini Bottom. Mm-hmm. June 13th, we're going to be playing with a blue alien. July 18th, we're going to be having a party with a bunch of animals.
Okay.
Specifically a blue snake.
Okay.
That's going to be coming in that needs to clear his family's name. And then finally, on August 1st, we're going to be visited by a few famous plumbers who like to collect coins and gold stars.
The Mario Brothers.
Yes.
And this is the new movie.
Yes, that is the new movie.
So you'll be able to save a little money. You can just wait till August 1st, and then you can see it for free.
Certainly can. And I just do want to mention our sponsors. We are sponsored by Hancock-Whitney Bank, which is a title sponsor. And right now, we are also sponsored by Pensacola Energy. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for your support, Pensacola Energy. And then finally, the West Florida Public Libraries, who is providing the craft station.
Which will be fun.
Yes, it'll be so much fun. I know for sure they're going to be making buttons at some point over the summer. But other
you
than that, they're so creative. They're so creative in those public libraries. And we're just trying to support our friends over there.
I love it.
Four dates for this movie series.
Okay, get your calendars out.
Get your calendars out. So May 30th. June 13th, July 18th, and August 1st. And then we do have August 15th set aside as a rain date if any of these events do get rained out.
Okay. So that's the weekend after Memorial Weekend. So that's May 30th. Mm-hmm. So who's up? Is that the SpongeBob movie?
So, yes. We will be in Bikini Bottom for that event.
Uh-oh.
And we'll be entering Bikini Bottom, going into that realm at 8:15 when the sun goes down. But the Movies in the Park event itself starts at 6 o'clock, and from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, it's basically like a big party
really?
For families. Absolutely. So this is the event where families can come together from all walks of life. Come in. We've got free parking with thanks to the Blue Wahoo Stadium.
Nice.
We've got free admission, free water slides, free face painting, and a free craft station provided by the West Florida Public Libraries.
All of it's free?
There's
free. No admission fee.
No admission fee.
Brittany, you do so much there. There are so many different activities. This is just one of the many things you're doing at all the parks this summer because you still have swimming pools. You have so many things. Where can people go to find out more?
You can find out more at playpensacola.com. That is our website. Once again, that is www.playpensacola.com. playpensacola.com.
And then you have the playbook, which I have on my desk here. But where would I pick up one of those?
You can go to playpensacola.com to view the virtual playbook, but you can also pick up this playbook around the city at our resource centers.
Excellent. Okay, thank you so much. I'm super excited about going to the movies this summer with the city of Pensacola. Thanks, Brittany, for
go
all you
movies.
Do.
Thanks
she looks
you.
Great this morning. She's got a Jurassic Park gear on and everything. I love it.
Thank you so much, Meg. Let's all see you at the movies in the park this
all
summer.
All right. Thank you, Brittany. You've been listening to a pre-recorded broadcast of the interview that I did this last week with Brittany Hughes. She was the Director of Marketing and Development for the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department. So if you're not sold on those movie nights, I don't know, but you know, this is going to be a lot of fun. And in the meantime, I had a few things to tell you about, too, that she didn't have a chance to touch on, and we've got a few minutes left here. So I wanted to let you know that we mentioned in the interview about the playbook. This is something that you can pick up at any one of the centers around town. They have this amazing playbook. And it's got all the classes, all the camps, all the activities that will be going on this summer. And it's just amazing. And you can also find out about all this information if you want to register and that kind of thing. You can do that at playpensacola.com. But I thought I'd take a minute here to mention, I had no idea. The City of Pensacola's Parks and Recreation Department, I got to say hats off, because when I opened up this book over the weekend just to take a glance at it, I was amazed, y'all, at all of the different opportunities. First of all, you could help and volunteer if you want to. They've got tons of ways that you can volunteer and participate in some of these events. But you know what? When you think of parks and recreation, a lot of times I think of just kids. Well, they've got the kids covered this summer, no question about it. One of the things that they're doing is really cool. They're doing these adventure day camps. And when I saw this, I thought, oh, wow, well, now what is that? These are camps centered around, get it, adventures, the beginner's fishing camp, kayak camp. They have an advanced fishing camp. They also have some trips, local excursions, kayak workshops, a group river paddle. How fun would that be? And a Juniper Creek hiking trip. So you can sign up for these activities in advance, and these are for kids. They also have the summer day camps with lots of different age ranges. They have a girls' volleyball camp. They've got the basketball camp, soccer camp, a yoga day camp, and even, close to my heart, a performing arts day camp. And these are for ages 3 to 14. So basically, the ages of this group are kind of from around 4 to 5 all the way up to 14. They also have dance classes. So when they get into the older group of the kids that are under 18, but they're older than about 5, for this crowd, they've got so many different things. They've got the after-school care. They've got those at all three of the different centers, at the Cobb Center, Fricker Center, and Gull Point. They have First Tee Gulf Coast. You've heard me talk to Marty here on the show about some of the programs they have, and that's at the Osceola Golf Course. They have the Gulf Point Dance Company Summer Intensive, if you've got a little one that's interested in dancing. They have the Galactic Child Yoga Summer Day Camp. And they have at the Vickery Center Karate. It's just amazing what they have for the kids. And then they also still will have after-school programs that I'll be running from the weeks of the summertime. And you can find out they have STEAM projects. They have developed life skills. They have sports and team, arts and crafts, so many different things. But one of the things, too, is guess what, adults? You're not left out. They have a lot of activities at all the various centers around town. And this is for anybody that's 18 plus. So they have at the Fricker Center, they have table tennis, a crochet club, aerobics, line dancing. At the Exchange Park, men's softball, co-ed softball, kickball, basketball at the Cobb Center. We have at Gull Point, Color Me Stress Free. That might be something I need to sign up for. Hip Hop Fitness, just to name a few. At Sanders Beach, they've got ballroom dance lessons, and they have the fitness center there, a computer lab and library, Tai Chi with friends. So many things there. And then when you get to the 50-plus category, they have a whole nother lineup of programs over at the Bayview Senior Center, from billiards to bingo. I know that they take trips over to Biloxi occasionally, which can be really, really fun. They've got line dancing. They've got cardio, Tai Chi, So many different things. So if you're sitting around saying I'm bored this summer, you've got no excuse. Do me a favor, go online, check out playpensacola.com and find out all the things that you could be doing this summer with the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department. Really, there's so much to do. And this book is pretty cool. You can get that online as well.